Welcome to the Encourage Podcast. We are all different ages and different life stages, and we come from different cultures and churches, but our common thread is in the hope of Jesus. Here's some of that hope to get you through today.
Today's devotion was written by Kathy Lipp and is titled, Why You Won't Ask for Help. Last month, I found out that my friend Jeanette was going to be in town, staying with our other friend, Susie. As much as I wanted to see Jeanette, I had decided to shut down any plans because my schedule was so crazy with work and travel, and I couldn't take the time to either go Susie's side of town or cook for everyone at my house. In my brain, these were the only two options. I hated that my busyness was going to keep me from spending time with one of my favorite people. But that's what adults have to do sometimes, isn't it? When I hadn't gotten back to Susie right away, I received a follow-up message from her. I know you're getting ready to go out of town. What if we came to your house and brought dinner? My first reaction was no. It felt like the least hospitable suggestion I'd ever heard. I felt guilty for even considering it, but I knew that I wanted to see my friends and I needed the help. So I put my pride aside and responded, "That sounds lovely." A few days later, Susie and Jeanette not only brought over homemade stew and Irish soda bread, but also an assortment of crafts that we worked on while chatting. We had a delightful evening. I got to hang out with my friends and enjoy an amazing Irish dinner and some seasonal crafts, all because I said yes to an offer of help. As I was preparing for my own holiday events earlier this season, I shared on social media that I have something called the help list, prepared for people who come to my house for a big celebration. People who want to help can choose any task on the list, from loading the dishwasher to preparing the cheese board. I shared that I asked all of our adult children to plan, prep, and clean up one meal so that I wasn't stuck in the kitchen all day every day and could hang out with our family. We only get to spend time together maybe 6 times a year, so I wanted to make the most of it. It wasn't your typical contentious post that goes viral. Nothing earth-shattering. Just, you know, how to ask for help. That post has almost 2,000 comments. I normally get excited about 20 comments on one of my day-to-day posts. To say it hit a nerve may be an understatement. But why? Why is the idea of asking for help so hard or even controversial? Some people were shocked that I wasn't going to serve my family to give my adult kids a break, and some said that I was selfish for even asking for help. We have been fed some very specific lies about the ideas of help from movies, social media, and in some cases, dysfunctional family members. Maybe you've heard some of these lies too. Number one, it's better to not need help. As a woman, we've been told by the media that one of the best things that can be said about us is, "I don't know how she does it." In fact, there is even a movie with that title. In other words, she does everything for her family, her friends, and her community without needing any help whatsoever. Number two, what if I ask and nobody answers? What if I ask for help and no one wants to help me? What does that say about me as a mother, a wife, a daughter, and a friend? Number three, help triggers inferiority or arrogance. I have refused to ask for help on both sides of this scale. Inferiority says that I should be able to do this all on my own. If I can't, it's because there's something wrong with me. Arrogance says that I don't want anyone else's help because they won't do it like I would do it. But here's the thing. We are designed to be both the helper and the helped. Galatians 6:2 NIV says, "Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ." Not only are we to help other people, but we are to be on the receiving end of that help. Needing help is a part of life, and being asked for it is a part of healthy relationships. But sometimes it can still be challenging. So what do we do? Consider it a deposit. When I ask for help, what I'm trying to tell the other person is that I will be there when they need it. I want to ask for help so that others know I am a safe person to ask when they need help too. I should have known that Susie would have exactly zero qualms about bringing dinner. We've done that for each other dozens of times. Making mutual deposits into our friendship for years has not only deepened our connection, but also ensured that someone we know will be there when things are hard. Offer small and accept small ways of helping. Start with low-risk helps. I'm heading to your house now and I'm stopping by the store. Can I pick up anything for you? When was the last time you threw a party and had enough ice? The "I'm already stopping at the store" part makes it easy for people to ask for help without feeling like they are inconveniencing you. You know you're on your way to building friendships and community when you are not only regularly offering help, but also asking for it as well. To read more from our writers, visit encourage.me. Make sure to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss a single episode, and find us everywhere on social at Encourage.
You're just a few questions away from your 2024 Word of the Year. Look to the Lord and choose one specific word that will help you intentionally live your faith in 2024. To take the free quiz, visit encourage.me/podcast and click Word of the Year. The Encourage podcast is brought to you by Dayspring. For over 50 years, Dayspring has created quality cards, books, and gifts that help you live your faith. Find out more at dayspring.com.